out there. Friday, finally, Friday. Fuck, what a week. You forget because you're in Florida that it's warm, it's starting to get warmer in other places, and then people have a bit of a panic attack when they want to get to the track. So Fridays are usually a mad dash. Had three dyno sessions today. Rami Zaidan got taken care of him. PK Auto Design, shout out to PK Auto Design, who pumped out like three or four cars this week. Certified Performance, Evan Smith, he also pumped out a bunch of cars. Easy shit. Guy knows what he's doing. So I love dealing with shops that get the cars in and out. Beavis at HPJ got shit done. And I'm sure all the other guys, Brandon, Dakota, and Junior, dealt with people that had no issue. So it was one of those very, very busy weeks. I want to talk about a couple of things. Multitune, got it on my car, testing it. I'll give you explanations to help you understand what it is, because a lot of people think it's like a replacement for Motec, and it really isn't. It's something else. It's really its own thing, and I'm going to try to explain it the best way I understand it could be, or it is, and what options could be possible for the future. We're also going to talk about what the hell did I name the goddamn show today? I don't know what the fuck I named the show today. Oh, Lund Racing right now is heading to Bradenton Motorsports Park. So if you're in the Bradenton area, Lund Racing is going to be there testing the Grey Goose. Hopefully we're going to go, 720 is the goal, right? It's already been 732. 72s are next. We don't know if we're going to get there. A little greasy, a little hot. And if it doesn't do it today, it won't do it again until probably September, October, November, when it starts to cool down a little bit again, because the car is going to go away for a little bit. And that's why I want to talk about lightweight parts. I'm going to ask for your help for you guys. I'm going to ask for you guys to potentially be on the lookout for some carbon doors. We're looking to put some carbon doors in the car. The car still has stock doors, stock fenders, stock roof, stock quarters. Okay. The only lightweight parts on the Grey Goose are the hood and the trunk lid. That's it. We still have stock. That car weighs 3,500 plus pounds, going 732 with a 115 60 foot, like unheard of. So if we get that sucker down to 3,200, sixes are, I think, around the corner. Obviously, we're going to do some work with the car to make the 60 foot more consistent. So we'll talk a bit about Multitune, which will take up probably most of the show. But then, we'll talk about, and I'm asking if anyone knows S197 carbon doors for sale, we got money. We pay, let us know, let me know, and let Lund Racing know. Put up a post somewhere, carbon doors for an S197. We need some because we're going to do some work on that car during the summer and have some fun with that. And as always, we'd like to say hi to the Parts Farm and Two Auto Solutions, Rami Zaidan and Rob Bowen, the owners of both businesses. Rami paid his bill. Rob Bowen's already paid up because he got me the MagnaFlow exhaust. So I'm very happy that these guys support the chat. And so do you guys by just clicking the like button. That's all I ask for, is to click the like button. I'd like to say a rest in peace to Mr. Kevin Samuels. Those of you that watch the Red Pill Manosphere stuff, the godfather himself passed away after spending a night with a young lady in Atlanta. So looks like he had a heart attack. So sucks to hear. But you're going to see people trying to dance on his grave. Super fucked up people trying to dance on his grave. I learned today that Mr. Kevin Samuels passed away. Rest in peace, brother. You are the godfather. You literally created a whole complete new platform about Red Pill and what to talk about, and guiding men through dating and all that stuff, and high value and all that. So, it sucks to hear. I actually was sad to hear that. So we'll say hi to the people here. We'll talk Multitune. We'll talk racing. We'll talk lightweight parts. We'll talk about everything. But Multitune, I think, is going to take up the bulk of the show. Coyote Fury, Fresh Pasteles, Fresh Pastelazo, Cortese, Screaming, 03.
I like to fuck them in the ass.
All our fellow peasants, Douche Did It, Moofler, Ryan Davis, Boosley, Paul H, Screaming 03, Joey G, Wit SVT got his car back, and he's a happy cat. Coca-Cola, Second Shift Racing, checking in from the job. Let's get it. Absolutely. Samuel Day, Carter's TV, Jason Friedberg, Wit again, Coca-Cola again, Wit again, JD again, Coca-Cola again, Matt 2011 GT, Valley 10 Speed, Mr. Vergara, getting it done out there. His car is going to start rolling out real soon. Motherfucker was shifting 300 RPM, 400 RPMs early. I'm like, bro, use the normal tune. That should shift at 75, 7600. Early Leroy, Jose Sanchez Tango Bundle Bird, making those totally made in USA parts up in over in California and all that other good shit. Let's talk exactly. Rest in peace, Uncle Kevin. Where's rest in peace indeed? That guy was unbelievable. That guy was the godfather. If you guys have never gotten into Kevin Samuel stuff, he is not immortal. He is now known as the godfather of that red pill OG shit. Man talk, no bullshit. I love it. He's immortal forever. Now women are dancing on his grave. Watch what happens when I pass. And if I pass, I hope it's like in a crazy way. But motherfuckers gonna be dancing on my grave. Oh, yeah, y'all are to do your... You'll see. You'll see. But you know what? I'll be immortal. I'll be here forever. I'll be on TikTok, Instadick, Grindr, wherever people want to put me. So let's talk about multi-tune real quick. So my understanding of what multi-tune is this, and by the way, it is currently available for Gen 2 and Gen 3 Mustang. No Gen 1, no Gen 1. Actually, when's the F1 practice? Because F1 Grand Prix in Miami, fucking an hour away. There's badass cars everywhere. So I got to see where F1, what time F1 practice is. I might want to see some of that shit. So what multi-tune for Gen 2 and Gen 3 Mustangs, my understanding is this. Look, you never know. You I can pass right now. Okay, Mr. Kevin Samuels was only 57 years old when he died. So anything can 4:30. Thank you very much. Alex died, he drowned in pussy. So practice is already happening in F1. Well, I will not be seeing it. Obviously, he said in 30 minutes. Okay, so 5:30. Perfect. Okay. So multi-tune, from what my understanding, after putting it in my car and playing with it, is this. One tune with different layers. Okay. If you understand how these cars blend tables, these cars basically take one tune and then you have the option to raise the idle in this slot, ghost cam in this slot, neutral rev limiter in this slot, but the main tune is the same. Okay. Pedal mapping, cam timing, blah, 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 blah. So when you want to split this tune apart into little selectable modes, let's say the bass tune is this. Now you want ghost cam. That'll be slot one. Let's say rolling anti-lag will be slot two. Well, not anti-lag. There's no anti-lag. It's just rolling neutral rev limiter or rolling rev limiter is two. And then you want... you can change the ethanol percentage. Listen to this, guys. I'm just spitballing, and I am not an official spokesperson for Lund Racing. Let's just spitball of what the possibilities are. And no, it is not available for RTD or HP tuners. It's either going to be N-gauge or whatever PCM tech might have for a device, and we'll have to. It's too early to tell. Don't get too excited. We are months away from release, okay? I know people want to release it right now, but if we release it right now, we are going to drown, and you guys are going to be mad as fuck if we don't have it absolutely hammered out. So let's say, for instance, you get in your car, and you're really good at reading logs, and you suspect that the pump, your E85 tune, is... E70. What you got at the pump is E70. So what are you going to do? Ah, fuck. God damn it. I now have to change, get a new tune from Lund Racing for E70. Or you can change the stoic on the fly. That is a possibility. Listen to this. It's a possibility. Now, when it comes to the timing and all that stuff, I wouldn't really look too into it in terms of flex. I'm thinking about commanded stoic. So stoic, stoichiometric air fuel value. We need hats in the store. Okay. Let's say stoic for E85 is 9.85 or 9.8. And you test your shit and it's E70. Imagine if you can go boop, 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 boop. And make the stoic 10.8 or 10.6 or whatever E70 is. Now it's trimming fuel nicely. You're still going to get the added benefits of timing, but the ethanol percentage is lower. So you can go boop, 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 boop. The neutral rolling limiter I have, or the rolling limiter, I can adjust it to whatever RPM I want. If you go to my Instagram, you look at the video, I did it at 4,500 RPM. I'm going to release a video probably Sunday or Monday of me showing you that I can adjust that sucker wherever. So imagine this. You're rolling. You keep the cruise off button and the sucker in second gear, 5,200 RPMs, is slammed at 60 miles an hour. For those of you that do roll racing, let's say in an event, you know that the left lane, especially at Texas 2K, dictates the pace. Regardless of how fast you get to 40 or 30, you know what gear works for you on a roll race, and you hold the cruise control button at the predetermined gear and RPM that suits your 40 or 60 roll. Let's say it's a 60 roll. On my car, it seems to be about 4,400 RPM in second gear. So I can go, boom, lock it at 4,400 RPM and floor it. And the sucker stays at 60 miles an hour, second gear, 4,400 RPM. Meaning I won't go over or under the 60 roll allowance. And then when you want to take off, you let go of the button, your foot's still floored. Your foot is still floored. You let go of the button, similar to a trans brake, bam, then you got to go and do your shifting and do what you got to do. There is another method, especially for burnouts. Let's say you have a manual and you do burnouts and you don't want, and you guys have this technique of going rum, 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 so that the car doesn't slam the limiter. Right. Pow! Boom! Chains and rods. Let's say you set a burnout limiter to 6,000 RPMs. Well, hold the cruise button, do your burnout, floor it, and it will not go past 6,000 RPMs. What? No matter what you do. And then when you want to roll out, let go of the button. Wow! Let's say you want to launch your foot brake car. You want to launch your foot brake car. Hold down that button, put it to the wood, and the car goes up to the predetermined launch RPM if your stall converter allows you to get up there. You can either do it with the brake or the button. Guys, there's a lot of possibilities. So imagine stoic on the fly. Imagine ghost cam on the fly. Imagine flex on the fly. Imagine rolling launch limiters or burnout limiters, everything in the same tune. You don't have to reflash it. You don't have to do anything. So I think the possibilities are endless. Now, some people in the group are going, oh, this is going to be perfect for rolling anti-lag. There's no spark cut. That is just a neutral limiter, okay? There is no load being placed on a turbo car if you stop revving it at, let's say, 4,000 RPMs. Rolling anti-lag does some kind of funky spark cut to boost up, to spool up the turbos, and then it does that pop-in and ping-in until you let go of the button. As of now, there isn't some kind of spark cut instituted in that yet. But I think people need to be patient. Everyone's like, how much, how much? If you're asking how much, this isn't for you. If you're asking how much, this isn't for you. You either want it or you don't want it. It's just like that. Because let's say you want all that stuff. Let's say you do a lot of roll racing, a lot of burnouts. You can actually use a lot of the multi-tune features. You're going to want it. You're going to pay whatever the price is. If you don't use those features and you daily your car and you don't particularly race that much and you couldn't care less, because that's how you say it, motherfucker. It's couldn't care less. For those Mexicans out there that say, I could care less, that means you have the ability to care less. I do not have the ability to care any less. Anyway, for those that couldn't care less about a ghost cam tune, this shit ain't for you. For those that don't care about E85 flex tuning and the adjustable stoic, this isn't for you. But for those of you that race, want all the nannies, all the cool adjustable shit, all the configurable. That's the big one. Configurable. The moment I put it in my car, that's very good. I went, okay. Boom, boom, boom. Bing, bow, pada, boom. I was like, I get it. It's configurable. Very nice. Very good. And I really want to give a shout out to PCM Tech and Junior. Those two guys, the guys at PCM Tech and Junior, just, you know, Junior does the feedback, talks to them, lets them know what the market is. Junior thinks of things to have them make, and those guys go, bada beep, bop, boop, see you later. And those guys get it done. And to see the hard, see, you guys don't see the hard work. You guys probably appreciate it. You guys just see an end product and you go, I want it. But you don't know what goes into that. Like the thoughts that at this point, if Junior had it his way and Senior and Cheryl and all the group at Lund Racing, the brass, if everything would have gone without a hitch, from everything they would have thought of back in 2018 or 2017, meaning if they wouldn't gotten fucked on certain things, if people would have actually done their job, da 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 da, you would have had some amazing automated tune delivery, Billy badass stuff. But people sat by the wayside, and Lund was like, we're trying to get the products out there. PCM Tech seems to be on board. And preliminarily, everything seems really good. So imagine configurable stoic, rolling limiters, burnout limiters, ghost cam on the fly, flex on the fly, flex actually referencing tables on the fly, true flex fuel. Guys, it's pretty impressive. And the more I learn it, the more details I get. I'll release video. I'll let you know. But guys, there's going to be a lot of teasing. There's going to be a lot of edging. There's going to be a lot of licking that line between your sack before the product gets released. Why? We want it to be as vetted as possible before we get it out there. And again, guys, I'm looking for some carbon doors. S197 carbon doors. Let me put it up here. Are we okay? Yeah, let me edit that. Need carbon S197 doors. ASAP. Perfect and perfect. So there you go. Need carbon S197 door or S197 carbon doors ASAP. If you know anybody or anyone around, let me know. I can see someone saying my car won't run on Alex broke my car. The engine did not survive the test. By the way, me and that gentleman talked today. Very easy person to talk to. I mean, he wants to understand why a Coyote, listen to this, why a Coyote motor would not last a long time if you're sustained 2 or 3 minutes wide open throttle on the highway at about 20 PSI on pump gas and 9.5 to 1 compression. So I explained it to him, and you know what? The guy absolutely understood. A tune bot. Yes. If everything Junior and Senior would have thought of came to fruition, all me, Brandon, and Junior had to do was maintain the automation, bro. It was so badass. And bro, it was so badass. Like, I was like, bro, I'm going to be that Indian guy wearing that fucking gold shirt because everyone's going to buy this. Minimal human interaction. And that's the big one for me. Minimal human interaction. Autobahn shit. Wait, so there would be a difference between the current flex tune and the true flex tune? Yes, Giovanni Sanchez. So think of it this way. Imagine you have a table for E50 spark table. Spark table. Let's say you have a spark table that blends. Okay. So let's say you have a spark table for E50 and it doesn't go above 27 degrees. E70, it goes up to 30. E85, it's at 30, but the quality of the fuel makes it better. Right now, everything's like inferred and kind of like guesswork. And there isn't a flex fuel table that is load and RPM based. It's more of a Scalar, if I'm not mistaken. I might be saying the wrong shit. And some tuners out there go, Alex doesn't know what he's saying. Cool. No one knows your name, motherfucker. So, so typically, there isn't a table for flex percentage. I think there's like functions and scalars. So it blends based on the inferred alcohol content of the burned gases. But imagine you had a flex fuel sensor and it actually went in there and referenced tables for flex fuel based on 80% versus 55 versus 35, blah, 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 blah. Dakota was 3 hours late to my dyno appointment today, but I'm not even mad because he got my 16 packs and car dialed within three pulls, well over 800 horsepower. Now that happens sometimes, guys, when the shop gets carbon copied in the email and they reply to the ticket system, as opposed to the carbon copy being put into the actual ticket. And sometimes it happens. So what I do typically is reach out to the customer that morning or that afternoon or whatever. I look in the calendar. I go, oh, I got a dyno appointment today at 9:30. Hey, when you get there, do this and this and that. And then I don't hear nothing for an hour. I usually reply back. But sometimes you get lost in the mix if you reply to the incorrect one. Can you go negative one on the air fuel? Lund Racing comes up with these products and other tuners think they got something. Stop it. Every single time Lund Racing comes out with a product, someone else reacts. How many times have you guys seen, like, the Ghost Cam Tune is funny, right? Ford came out with the Ghost Cam Tune. Guys, let's not get it twisted. Ford came out with the Ghost Cam Tune on the Boss Red Track Key thing. They came out with that. So let's not get that twisted. But they didn't have it on S550. Lund Racing developed that. Then they didn't have... how many 2020 GT500 tuners do you know do a nice drivable Ghost Cam? Not many. Now people go, well, that's a gimmick. That's fine. That's a gimmick. But tell me, what do you think sells most 1400R packages at Fat House? The rolling anti-lag? The boost by gear, the ghost cam all the time. Sorry, I'm late, says EPA. I seem to have blocked out 05 to 10. I can't wait to press the plus and minus buttons myself. You can actually, and I will show you a tutorial, but I need to get it down. I sometimes get lost in the menu selection, but once I get it down, then I'll be able to tell you, well, this is how this is configured, and eventually we will have a sheet or a tutorial of how to select which tune and how to get to the mode you want to get to and how to adjust it in a well-written tutorial like we do. How many of you guys have received our data logging instructions? They're insanely detailed. We don't fuck around with that stuff. Alex, I read somewhere that the US diesel supply is low. Not sure how true it is, but what's your opinion? I don't think the US diesel supply is low. Is the gas supply low? I don't think the gas supply is low. I don't think it's low per se. I think we talked about labor shortage. We talked about material shortages. Like some of you are asking, Alex, why don't you just buy the carbon doors for John Lund or get the carbon doors? Places are saying that they can't get the resin that they use to press out these products. And I'm like, is the resin not made in the U.S.? Like I worked in the Northeast and we had places like Solutia. We had places like there was a bunch of places in Indian Orchard, Worcester, Lemonster, Lowell, and Lawrence. That was like mill towns. And they'd have chemical plants, BASF. All these places would be all over the place. And they would make chemicals like the thing that the anti-shattering agent on windshields. But now the resin for carbon fiber stuff can't be found in the United States, bro. What year car four doors, Alex? Guys, what's an S197? What's an S197? He's asking, what year car four doors, Alex? S197. The Grey Goose is a 2011. If you want to be specific, the Grey Goose is a 2011. When will Multitune be available for the RTD? Never. It is not an HP Tuners product, so it will not go on an RTD. Data logging instructions reply, okay, now what? Every time. Alice, can I measure alcohol percentage on an RTD? No. Unfortunately, The HP Tuner's version of the software does not allow us to see or manipulate the flex PID, for lack of a better word. I got mad resin on my carbon fiber resin, though. 11 to 14, 105 to 14, right. I gotta love it. 2010, 2014. Do you guys know what an SO97 is? I'll change it because you guys need like specifics. So we'll edit it. Need carbon doors for 2011 Mustang. And delete. Because you guys are pretty special and you guys need carbon. I can't even spell. Need carbon doors. There you go. Beautiful. Save. Need carbon doors for 2011 Mustang. There you go. No RTD Plus will not read ethanol. Joshua, the guy who has a girl in his profile pictures. Should I stay with Engage or go RTD? Any benefit? I don't think there's any benefit. But if you want, I don't think there's any benefit. But I can't talk badly about HP Tuners because, you know, we were one of their dealers. But, like, I don't think there's any benefit to getting the RTD Plus if your Engage works fine. The fuck do you want to? What do you want? Damn, bro. He's always in my face. You know what I'm saying? I got to change this brand a little bit. It's a little on the big side. Let me see. Can I make it smaller? There we go. Do that. Do that for now. Need carbon doors. Ouch. Ouch. You're scratching me, dude. The doors are different from 05 to 14, though. No, I have no idea. Fuck if I know. Can you run a Hellion kit with Zonda turbos? No idea. Got to ask Hellion. I must have missed it. What device will Multitune be available on? The Lund Racing Engage will support it, but that's the other thing, guys. You need to be patient. We are going to tease you. This is a long game. It's not going to be available next week, maybe not even next month. We got to figure all that out. What delivery device? We don't, you know, tons of things, but at least we're getting your pussy wet before we stick our dick in it, okay? So fucking relax. I could be wrong, but isn't Mike Rice selling a set of carbon doors? No idea who that is, but if he is, tell him to hit up Senior. Senior will buy them if they're in good condition. We all know Alex has a 10 to 14. Why the fuck y'all asking about 05 to 09? No idea. Honestly, tuning newer stuff seems more computer programming. I'd love to see what that looks like. No, you don't. I wonder what team at Lund could do it if it wasn't for government. Oh, my God. If it wasn't for current government rules, Brandon Lewis, we would. Okay. If we had a okay, let me get the paid questions out of the way. Thanks for getting my Whipple 19 dial in so quickly, says Adam Phillips. You got it. Were you the guy at the Hypermotive today? 956 a la pinche verga cut. Tease me, daddy. So someone says, take my money. Sponsors. It's a slow jam. Patience, right? So if we had Billy Badass programmers, people that honored their contracts, people that said that did what they said they were going to do, people that didn't constantly try to fuck Lund Racing, people that actually did their job. Imagine my work ethic with an actual brain behind it. I just outwork you. I'm not better than you. I'm not faster than you. I'm not smarter than you. I'm really not. I'm going to outwork you bad because I'm not lazy. Whatever I don't have an intelligence or just I wasn't gifted with great smarts. I have personality and work ethic, and I will bury your shit all day, every day. So if we had people like that from the get-go, we would be absolutely unstoppable. Unstoppable. You would never talk to a human. You'd go, beep, boop, beep. I want this. I want more timing. Boop, boop, beep, boop. Done. Everything's selectable. Everything's open. Within reason, your car, you don't even have to talk to a motherfucker. But now we got to talk to motherfuckers. And I got to hear some shit from the puro pinche 956.
Puro pinche 956 a la verga.
33 degrees versus 30 degrees. And then I got to explain to him why it's not going to make any more power past 30 degrees. But he doesn't agree with me
because he has a feeling
that his car is going to be faster by adding 3 more degrees past 30. Alex, what's the trim and VIN for the doors? What in the fuck is he talking about? 11 Mustang. Is there a different 11 Mustang that I don't know about? Is there a different 11 Mustang that I don't know about? An 11 Mustang GT? Like, did somehow Ford make a totally different 11 Mustang GT? It's an 11 Mustang GT, bro. Alex, I understand that you said that RTD couldn't measure alcohol percentage. Could a LiveWire be able to do that with a compatible file? If you have a configuration file, listen to this. If you have a configuration file on SCT that allowed you to have a alcohol PID, I think you can read alcohol or alcohol percentage with a LiveWire or any SCT device as long as you were sent the correct configuration file. And it would only show up if the car had the flex tune loaded. Again, a lot of people get confused and they go, why can't my car read ethanol percentage on the E85 tune? Well, it's a dedicated tune. It's 9.85. Yeah, but it does it on the flex tune. Oh, the one that has to learn something? The one that has to reference an alcohol percentage in order to know how much timing to allow based on a scalar or a function? The one that has to physically see a difference? Oh, well, you got to be such a fucking dick. Because you're stupid. Not you, but, you know, in general. Thanks for the $20, bro. I guess it's because I told them to use the normal mode. By the way, this guy, if I'm not mistaken, Valley 10 Speed, has an ESS kit, right? Is it an ESS or the Paxton kit? I think he has an ESS kit, and he is beating 1,000 horsepower Corvettes and Camaros. Shit. Alex is regretting asking about the doors. Dude, that's what I mean. Alex, will the multi-tune allow to take power out of the car to adjust for track conditions? That's the funny one. That's almost like rolling, like a traction control, a lot, you know, like a setting. Typically, when I tell people you go to the track, there is no traction control. Remove traction control, get your suspension up. But I don't think there is a adjustable traction control scalar limiter function table. So I don't now, because then what are you instituting? Fuel cut or spark cut or throttle cut? I think it gets too difficult because this isn't that crazy. Alex is having flashbacks of buying the VMP blower belt at the parts store right now. What year is it? Like, people are literally saying, what trim an 11 GT? Does your Johnson lean to the right or left? To the left. To the left. Pretty aggressively to the left. You know what I mean? Shocker. There's an easy at the end of his name with that kind of question. A good work ethic is everything. I never wanted to be outworked by anyone ever. I was just kidding, guys. My bad. Don't ban me. I'm not going to ban you. You're a paying member. I'm not going to ban you ever. No, just a basic bitch 93 Ripple non-driving 10-speed. Yesterday, mainly, then finished today. You literally had responses back to me within an hour or an hour and a half. Amazing service. Thank you. A lot of people would say, dude, stop. You want to get up here? Come on. Come on. Because apparently I can't do a show without you wanting to be up in my shit, bro. God damn it. After Wednesday, I typically can get back to you on the quicker side. Because, you know, the tuning queue isn't crazy, but we're finalizing tunes after Tuesday. Whoa, dude, you need to relax. You got like talons, dude. I gotta cut your shit. Ugh, sit down. Alex, did that file compatible with the device? Alex, did that file come with compatible device? I don't know what he's talking about. Stop talking to me about RTD and flex. If you want an SCT to show alcohol PID, get an SCT, find a configuration file that has an alcohol PID, load the flex tune in it, bye-bye. Come on, man. Come on. Jesus Christ. Does it go? Alex, what if I find an SCT configuration file somewhere that has alcohol in it, find an SCT device, load it on your car? What do you want me to do? Man, holy shit. Yeah, I mean, dude, I love you. I answered the question 3 times already, like very detailed. And then you ask the question again. You're like the lawyer for Amber Heard, right? You're like, so, Mr. Johnny Depp, you like alcohol, right? I do like alcohol. You enjoy alcohol, don't you? I do enjoy alcohol. You poured yourself a pint, didn't you? A mega pint. Yes, which is like a bigger pint than a pint. Yes, you love getting drunk, don't you? I do enjoy drinking. You drink at 9 a.m. Well, isn't it happy hour anytime? Objection, hearsay, leading, compound, foundation. But Alex, does the RTD allow you to monitor alcohol percentage? No. So what you're telling me is that it doesn't? Correct. What can I do to make it read? Well, get an SCT device with the right configuration file, and as long as the FlexTune is loaded, you should be good to go. So you're telling me. Stop. Objection. Peasant. Alex, I'm not sure I'm understanding the multi-tune deal. Can fuel and timing be adjusted from one table to another table? Theoretically, but the problem is this. I'm not going to give you the ability to raise timing on a pump gas tune.
Oh, yeah. Pump gas from Shell. 35 degrees.
Pew! Lunch sucks. No, that's not how it works, bro. Chorizo and eggs. Who's chorizo and eggs? Chorizo and eggs, have a good day. What's happening? We don't claim 05 to the 09 Mustangs. They don't have a label, just a car. Okay. Ran 12.3 on the street, 4.4, 0 to 60, 91 tune. Tire and exhaust, 17 Mustang GT, 1,000 RPM launch, 315 gears. Very impressed. Badass shit. Jim Hogg says, could the multi-tune functions be used instead of hard parts like MSD two-step? No, the MSD two-step is a spark cut. Or bump box, I don't think we can bump in yet. Turbo 400 Power Glide equipped vehicle. I think you're getting to the realm of legit race stuff. This is going to be stuff like flex, ghost cam, idle, right? You can raise your idle on the fly based on your slot selection. Flex percentage potentially, you know, adjustable limiters left and right. So, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to pop a blood vessel in your, I already did. I have a bad blood vessel like right here. And when I, after this chat, this fucking eyeball is red as shit. One day, like at night, I'll zoom into my eyeball, and at the end of the day, this thing, I might die tuning. I make fun of the fact that I might die tuning. I go, tune a test. And then some guy with the last name Ez would go, but did the tune attach? I don't see it. Then I come back from the dead and go, it's a link. Ugh. Finish dying. Your head looks like a beautiful tatty Texas. there's something special about women who purposely shit the bed. Will a version of multi-tune ever be available for Gen 1s? Well, think about it. The Falcons over in Australia are basically Gen 1s. But the problem is Gen 1 owners are poor. So I don't know if it'll ever, I don't know if it'll ever get to that point. What do you think about replicating the setup you have in your old red car for an S197? Would you recommend a 6R80 or an MT82? If I'm going to replicate the red car, it'll be, or 6R80. A TVS MT82 car would be fun. Like a stage 3 MT82 car that makes 900 wheel and runs 9s stick. That's a whole bunch of fun. Can you make my stock Mustang be as fast as Grey Goose with just a tune? This chat is full of Spectrum bums. Get those likes up. What is, Alex, what timing and boost are you running on the GT500? 21 degrees, 29 PSI. 29 PSI, 29 degrees, shifting at 7,100, 7,200 RPMs when the throttle body stays open. Damn, you're going to die in peasant. Then we can pray. Little brain aneurysm every tune. When telling people Lund PP1 should be, yes, Ivan Ebon, you should tell us the gear ratio just in case, because some people install 409s in it and don't tell us, and the car wigs out, the cruise control doesn't work, so we have to do special stuff. Motherfuckers be like, Alex, can I get a turbo tune for my NA Mustang? I just want to make sure it works before I install my turbos. I've arrived. Can we start over? Alex, in boot mode today. Absolutely. Here's the instruction to data log response. 6 logs attached. Yes. Muffler every day. Every day. Every freaking day. I didn't think the Aussies used the Copperhead PCM. Yes. They have a California engine, which is a low compression Coyote Gen 1. That was in their Falcon. Also, it came with a Barra, but I think they've done Spanish Oak and Copperhead for a very long time down there. Wait a flipping minute. I'm not poor. I'm just sophistically poor. Gotcha. 29 PSI on that fat bastard blower. Fuck yeah. 29 PSI on this big, dumb Whipple 4.5. I guarantee I'd make more power with 25 PSI on a TVS or 26 PSI, because I think that blower, based on its size and inefficient rotor pack, is causing a high boost number, but that necessarily isn't translating to a 30 PSI. Like 30 PSI on turbos is like 1500 wheel, okay? Properly sized turbos. 29 PSI on that car is like 1100 wheel, and it's just taking about 80 to 90 horse to spin that blower. Why would Gen 1 be poor? Maybe just like the body style better than SI50s look like ass. No, they don't. Look, stop it. You're poor. Stop it. You got those big arms. What is your bicep? What is your bicep workout? I'm at a standstill on mine right now and don't know how to get better definition. I'm clueless. I was born with kind of bigger arms already, but I work out biceps 3 times a week. I just sprinkle if it's chest day and if it's a tricep and chest, I still do biceps. If it's legs, I still do biceps, or you know, arms in general. But I try to work out arms often because they recover quickly. Same thing with the calves. The calves are on point. You guys have seen the calves on some of the videos. I have genetically gifted calves. So I do calves and biceps because those are the ones you see the most, right? These are the things you see the most, the calves and the biceps. So I work those out 2 to 3 times a week, and I just change it up all the time. But I work them hard and fast, just like I do your mom. Will this multi-tune be available in 80 weeks? Oh, God, you got to love it. Chicane23 here. Chicane23.com has doors. It won't let me send a link down here. But where is he? On Instagram, on Facebook, on Dicklick? You got to let me know where he's at. Now, you need that awesome 3-2 Kenny Bell from yesterday chat from the GT500. Just for Alex, I'm going to start by one of my 3 other last names that doesn't end with an E-Z, right? Is there any benefit to doing 410 swaps on a Gen 2R Boss 302? No. Nope. If it's an MT82 car, 331s, if you're boosting it anything more than 10 to 12 PSI, you'll love it. Telling a guy at work about how old 5 to 10 suck, and I get all the dumb questions. Alex, I feel your pain. YouTube Corp and Free Speed says, yep, my arms almost never get sore. Same with calves, right? You and I could probably do Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and arms and legs. Yeah, but quads, if I do presses, extensions, and squats, I'm out for a week. I will not be able to do quads for a long time. Lightweight, lots of reps. Yeah, there's a different methodology to growing muscle. A lot of people say get blood to the muscle, not necessarily lift heavy. I subscribe to the lift very heavy and keep the reps no more than 12, and you should be okay. Okay, excellent. I've been doing twice a week, and I appreciate the advice, sir. You got it. Hit bicep and tricep and shoulders in one day, 2 times a week. Eat your protein. You'll see results. Would a 92 octane tune be significantly slower than a 93 tune? No. No, never seen 92 until I moved to Washington. Just curious. Nope. Typically in California, 91 octane is pretty decent. Same thing in North Carolina and South Carolina. 91 octane is pretty decent. You can see the knock sensors add all the way up to 28 degrees on pump gas. So 92 is not. Now, you can get chocolate milk 92 somewhere, and I've seen chocolate milk 93, aka Marathon gas stations down here in South Florida. Oh, yeah. Can I track AutoZone or O'Reilly's member reward points on the RTD? Because AZ is not Arizona in this chat. It's AutoZone, and OR is O'Reilly's. a video of you popped up on a C6 page talking about A10 versus Z06. Naturally, they said you're a dumbass. They said coyotes are not even close to a Z06 and way more expensive to keep up with a vet. Okay, so get yourself a C6 Z06 and get yourself a 10 R80 car, CJ, some mods. You don't think that'll be a close race? That'll be a very close race. See, Corvette guys that are on TikTok are poor. Corvette guys on Facebook are poor. Corvette guys that have money don't have social media. You're welcome. Is a website, chicane23.com. Okay, chicane23. If he doesn't have them shits in stock, Watch it be a porn site. Watch it be just Nina Hartley getting fucking rammed in the ass. Body and arrow, carbon fiber doors. Sort by $2,500. Anderson composite dry carbon doors. Okay, let's click on one. I'm not going to shout him out because I don't know who he is. Please select residential. Yeah, according to this. Okay, perfect. I'll ask senior. It says Anderson Composite, so it's a good company. So okay, I'll tell senior. Let me text senior right now about that. I'll text him right now because you told me. Because if I don't do it now, guys, I'll forget. I know. Let's senior. Chicane, did you try? You try. Chicane. Kane. 23.com. Four doors. Okay, we'll see what he says. A good cheap workout routine is to go to Home Depot, buy a couple of bags of Sacri, and start loading and unloading them to the height of the tailgate and just keep doing it. Alex, can I drink the protein directly from your rod? Sure, absolutely. And then he's gone too. He's going to have to work really hard to keep up with those usernames. He's going to have to work really, really hard to keep up with those usernames. Are 355 gears good NA? 10R80, I've seen, because look, 10R80 guys are roll race homos. I've seen 315s do better in roll race because y'all don't stop. Y'all don't got the heart to race me to 200. Y'all don't stop. So 315s seem to be better for rolls for some reason. It blew my friend's mind who said a stock C8 will blow a 10 speed out the water. I was like, probably not with the 85 and exhaust. Are 355 gears good NA boosted at all? So again, he's asking the question two different ways. NA, I believe 315s are better off, but if you're quarter mile racing the car, 355s is, in my opinion, what you want. Same thing with boosted. Boosted, you want a little more gear, but if you're roll racing the fucking thing, you want the 315s. Peek in the house. Alex, we carry Anderson. Let me make a call for you guys. Check stock. Yes, PK, let me know. 2011 Mustang doors, we will buy it ASAP. Senior has money. They mad their Z06 engine is just an old truck 6.0 with 200,000 miles. They threw in after they blew their fourth engine. Guys, the people that are arguing Corvette versus Mustang stuff, they're poor. See, if you have a built ProCharged Z06, you're not even looking at a 10R80 Mustang. You're looking at McLaren. You're looking at GTRs. You're aiming up. Mustang guys are aiming up to Corvettes. It's a higher end vehicle. We fucked up the Camaro. They discontinued it twice. Now the latest one is decent, but it's gone. So we race Corvettes. So if a Corvette's like, you know, fuck Mustangs, or, you know, I'll beat the shit out of a Mustang. Well, you kind of should. You should beat the shit out of a Mustang, dude. But don't be surprised when a 10R80 CJ car with E85 and a little weight reduction keeps up or beats your Z06. Relax. Z06s, stock C7 Z06s are 11 second. Stock C7 Z06s don't go 10s. Stock C7 Z06s don't go 10s. How much are they? How much? 70, 80? The big money. 10R80 Mustang with a CJ. 10s. Stop it. Stop it. I'm on it. Thank you, sir. And you know I'm right, Fast Hippo ZL1. The latest gen Camaro is legit. It does well. And they discontinued the motherfucker. NOMT82 works best. NAMT82 works best with 409s. Which version of the MT82? Not the 11 to 17. No fucking way. Will the Multitune have the same transmission settings as the RTD? Yes. Yes. We'll be able to offer you guys pretty badass shit, in my opinion. That's the other thing. I'm not 100% sure, but it'll be in. He said he tried. He said he tried Chicane. He says Chicane don't have it. So he said no one has it. Dude, you got to go. 4 to 5 months. Senior said 4 to 5 months. We need doors now. Yeah, $80,000 to $90,000. Crazy. I have a Gen 1 truck, but it's got Gen 3 in it now. Am I still poor? Maybe. Literally had to tell the guy the Mustang was made to compete with the Corvettes. Thought he was kidding until he saw the base C6 get the GTO motor, not the LS3. Made sense. After hearing this, I don't want a Z06 anymore. You're right. Exactly. I shit on a C7 Z06 with my pa- My black car. Listen, Linda. My black car donkey gapped a Z06, a supercharged peasant 11 with 115,000 miles. This beautiful red chrome rim Z06, badass sounded automatic. Some old gray blue hair, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean, that's a $80,000 car. Now, if you mod it and you do some proper mods, you call up Kong and be like, hey, Greg K.O. saying, Greg Kong, I need one of them ported 2650s. Oh, you call up whoever the fuck they use for fuel systems. Hey, I need a fuel system for this bit. I need a converter for this bit. I need a tune for this bit. They gap. They're fine. They're fine. But not stock. Stop it.
Well, who keeps their car stock?
Most New Balance wearing, Z06 having, put your horsepower on a hat, Monte Carlo motherfuckers. You giving me hope. My Gen 1, when it gets a VMP Gen 3R. Oh, you're going to... Nixon Tarpia almost goes 9 stick on a stock bottom end. Again, Nixon Tarpia almost goes 9. This is a 10-1 car. And he ain't launching it hard. 10-1, 140 stock bottom end stick with a Ben Calmer C3? Stop it. Quan, how are you going to get it? McDonald's overtime? Oof, talking all that shit. Gen 1 with a Pro Charger, yanks Z06s. I'm about to put carbon fiber wrap on a set of doors and make some money. That's very good. Anyone got a stock GT500 blower for sale? They got an adapter kit that works on LSs. Yes, I thought that was a very good thing that some company went out there and made an adapter kit to use Trinity M112, M122, who knows? But a GT500 bolt pattern supercharger. Now, that company should be really smart and offer Coyote bolt pattern blowers. Yes, like Roush, VMP, like Torque Tech. They did something like that. Alex, can I keep the red key features on my Boss 302 Phase RTD HP tuner's device? Love the Lopi idle on it. Why don't you just get a Camel idle tune? I don't know if we'd offer the red key stuff on 11 to 12. We configure it differently. I'd love to have a Z06, but C7, but I'm not paying $70,000 for an 11-cent car. Yay, I'm finna be a party. Sick burn, bro, dweeb, about the McDonald's and overtime. I think C7Z can run 10s on tire alone. I don't think so. SVT Snake, I go to Palm Beach International Raceway all the time. I have never seen a bone stock. Stock, listen, because these Cubans and Puerto Ricans start losing their mind because they don't listen. Stock. Z06, C7, no corre 10, no corre 10, no corre. 11-7, 11-6, 11-5. My red car was beating him. I'd go and beat the shit out of a C7 Z06, but then a newer gen Camaro, like the newest, with a tune and a cold air was fucking right here at my back bumper. I'm like, that car's legit. Alex, who do you got this Saturday? Canelo versus Bivol for a heavyweight champion. First of all, it's not heavyweight, right? It's light heavyweight. Canelo's small, but powerful. Bivol, if he has a jab and he is not slow bringing the jab back. I mean, Canelo destroyed Kovalev. Is it Kovalev? He destroyed him, made him flop. So if Bivol has a good jab, brings it back fast, and can has some general ring generalship, he has a shot because he's a bigger guy. But Canelo has proven that he can bang with the big guys. Hey-o. Copyright that stuff, Alex. The blower bolt pattern thing. No, they already got it. C6Z and C601 are the only ones worth it. I believe you're 100% right, my man. Canelo sick. Bivol stands zero chance. A C6Z06 dropped the valve, and if it doesn't, it'll still run 11s. I think Bivol has a chin. He took Joe Smith's power, almost KO'd Joe Smith. He's going to fuck him out right now. This is what Canelo's going to do.
Get the fuck out of here, because I'm going to fuck you out right now, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I would not bet against Canelo ever. 6R80, Yodi. Alex would probably know more about it if the upgrade fee would be cheaper than having it to do a new tune. What do I know? 6R80 Yodi Alex would probably know more about it if the upgrade fee would be cheaper than having to get a new tune. What do I know if there's a fee? So it ends with an EZ, so I have to translate for him. Are you planning to do a 6R80 swap, Giovanni? Is that what you're trying to say? Alex made the call to Anderson, makes it 05 to 09, drops off from 10 to 14, then picks up 15 plus. Only ways to get them is I get them some doors and some do tooling and start working on them. Wet carbon 14.7 per and dry 11.8. Oh, PK, I don't know. We need them doors fast. We'd almost like a used set, like ASAP. Objection, Mexican. So is that what you're trying to say, Giovanni? Because I don't know what the fuck that message was. 6R80, you think it's better to upgrade the fee or just get a new tune, Alex? What do you think? What? Alex, I am planning to 6R80 swap my S550 vehicle. Should I buy a whole new tune or should I just put in for an update on my current tune?
Orderly home. I don't know what's going on, man. You want me to 6R80 and then 410 and then quarter mile and then quarter pizza?
I'm not in front of you, bro. I don't know what you're saying. Bivol strategic, methodical, thinking it'll be a boring fight. Maybe. Hey, Alex, with a 350 heads and a good upgrade on a 12 boss, 302, 91 fuel, 302 heads, then you're going to have to get, 350 heads, then you're going to need, what cams are you going to use? They're different grind, aren't they? You can't just, I guess you can, but you need like a specific cam to go on that head, no? No 6R80 Yodi in the chat was asking if it's going to upgrade. Oh my God. So you're supposed to put an at, right? Oh my God. Do we need Calmer Space 2 when getting a blower? You don't need it, but it's a good idea. Canelo has white New Balance shoes for his Shelby. Why is the 6R80 swap so common, but a 10R80 swap is not that common? You know, I think I failed you guys. I have failed you. I don't know. I don't know. How can I help these kids? You know, I've been since 2018, I've been telling you can't swap a 10R80 into anything that doesn't have a 10R80 control system. But people still ask the question. And I go, what am I doing wrong? Do I need to put in that little scroll in the back again? I don't get it. He asked me, hey, Alex, why don't you see a lot of 10R80 swaps? Hey, the Gen 3 motor makes more power than the Gen 2. Just put it in the Gen 1. It's going to be fine. Hey, these connectors don't match up, way. Mira, wey, perro, esto no machea, puro pinche 956 a la verga. Esta mierda no machea. Yo no sé, perro, yo no sé, eso no pedo, verga. I have failed you. I have failed you guys. Thanks, Mijo. Alex turned up my tuned up my 12 all motor stage 3 cam cooks LT ran 12.9. I wouldn't advertise that. I wouldn't advertise that. Blood clot medicate. I'm about to have a aneurysm. Bro. My buddy that owns a 3 Valve says Ghost Cam tunes are bad for the Coyotes. Can you tell him it's a lie? It's a lie. Tell me why they think. We'll stay a little over because this is an interesting one. Why do you guys think, people think, the Ghost Cam tune is bad for a car, but they'll put a set of hot rod cams in the 3 Valve and not blink an eye?
Oh, put those hot rod cam. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I put a Ghost Cam in my car. Oh, that's bad for the car. Explain to me why do you think they think it's bad for the car? Cleater running 29 PSI in a shitty Crown Vic for burnout. That blows my mind. All he needs is 15 PSI, and that thing will do massive, dumb burnouts. Why do you need 1,000-plus horse to do burnouts and drifts in a Crown Vic where 700 horse is more than enough? And you wonder why people blow. They take it within an inch of its life. They wring its fucking neck, and when it almost doesn't breathe, they go, oh, you okay? You okay? Okay, here we go. Fuck you, car. Oh, you're dying? Huh? You good? You good again? Oh, why doesn't my car work anymore? You fucking beat it within an inch of its life. Just don't choke it that hard. Man, I don't get it. The clout of power number and blowing it up, right? Waiting on my tune from Long Coyote Swap, Gen 1, 2, 3, Roush, 6, it's going to run well. Fuck me. The clout, Iba Martinez, yeah. It's Cleet. He just put 632 big black cock on a Miata to do burnouts. Wow. He put a 632 big black cock on a Miata? She! On God. Alex always making the sounds is funny. That's what she said. Mechanical overlap versus electronically controlled mechanical overlap. Yeah, that sounds dangerous. Good thing Florida is mostly flat, or else Alex would jump off a cliff after the show. I've never understood that if it's fast, leave it. Yeah, instead of getting comp cams, I'm going to get stock cams, to be honest. A girl told me to choke her. She passed out, and I bounced. Don't choke it that hard, is what I said to her. All right, guys, I'm going to get the fuck out of here because phone's blowing up. Ladies in around, I want to get some ass, and I'm going to hang out with her most of the day and enjoy my Friday, and I'm going to get out of here. So, Sunday, 9:30 a.m., Peasant Chat. And for those of you that asked about the algorithm for the previous of the other channel, yes, a standalone video gets way more play than a live stream on the other channel. On this one, it's a live stream channel, and I'll sprinkle in videos when I can. I'm out of here. See you guys Monday. I'm sorry. See you guys Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Peasant Chat. We'll talk then. Have a good rest of your Friday and a good weekend. See ya.